A week from today, President Biden and former President Donald Trump face off in their first debate of 2024. Biden heads for Camp David today to prepare. NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid has more.
The first time Biden and Trump met on the debate stage in September of 2020, it was chaotic.
I'm not going to answer the question.
Why
because,
would you answer that
because
question?
Because the
you
question
put a
is,
lot of
the
new
question
Supreme
is,
Court justice, radical left.
Will you
who
shut
is
up,
your,
man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
More than 70 million people tuned in. And that audience is what the Biden campaign is banking on. A chance to publicly counter what they see as Trump amnesia. Kate Berner was former deputy communications director in the Biden administration.
I think the president's primary goal with this debate is for Americans to see that the choice in this election is between him and Donald Trump. He really needs people to zero in on the fact that one of the two of them will be president in 2025.
The rules are going to be different this time around. CNN is hosting the debate and has promised to mute the mics to prevent a lot of crosstalk. There will also be no audience in the room. In a recent interview with ABC, Biden said he wants to draw a contrast with his opponent during the debate.
Say what I think. Let him say what he thinks. The things he said are off the wall.
Abortion is a big difference the president is gearing up to address. A Biden campaign official says the president is also focusing on issues like democracy and Trump's plans for the economy. Biden's former chief of staff, Ron Klain, is leading debate prep, and other longtime advisors and senior campaign aides are also working with him. Multiple people told me one of the biggest challenges is just carving out enough time to prepare. Biden's had to deal with the trial and conviction of his son, Hunter Biden, on gun charges, and he made two diplomatic trips to Europe this month. Jim Messina says those trips likely gave Biden time to read briefing books, massive three-ring binders on all sorts of issues that could come up.
Biden's really a big homework guy.
Messina ran Barack Obama's 2012 re-election bid and knows what it's like to get ready for debates. He says Biden takes debate prep seriously.
They're going to go to Camp David, do debate camp there, getting him away from the White House where things could come up, you know, time where they just go at it.
In the past, Biden has sparred with a mock opponent. This time, he knows his rival. He's been on the debate stage before with Trump, a politician known for his ability to go on the attack. 4 years later, the dynamic is a bit different. This time, it is Biden, not Trump, who's the sitting president. And being the incumbent can be tough. Here's Messina again.
You don't want to spend all of your time defending your own record. You know, that's really what happened to President Obama in his first debate.
But it's not just Obama. Alan Schroeder, who's written about the history of presidential debates, says incumbent presidents generally have a poor first performance, in part because their opponent has been battle-tested through the primaries. But this is an unusual election. Trump didn't do the usual thing would-be nominees do. He did not participate in any Republican debates. And in 2020, Schroeder says, Trump showed different styles in each of the two debates, one combative and the other more restrained.
I'm sure in the debate prep, they're working with Biden on ways to deal with that. So I imagine the Biden people are kind of prepping for both versions of Trump.
When NPR asked the Trump campaign about its debate preparation, a spokesperson said in a statement that Trump gets lots of practice doing interviews and lengthy rallies, demonstrating his, quote, elite stamina. Republicans have been suggesting that Biden, the oldest president in American history, is not up to the rigors of the job. Alan Schroeder says there's some risk in that strategy.
So Biden could be the benefit of some low expectations. On the other hand, any sort of gaffe, any mental lapse, any misstatement, I think will be seized on both by the Trump campaign, but also by the political media.
And with tens of millions of people possibly watching, there's little room for error. Asma Khalid, NPR News, The White House.